This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. My brothers and sisters, I continue to remind myself and you about this beautiful month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rewarded us with, has blessed us with. And I remind myself and you that it may be the last time we get this reward. It may be the last time that we will get Ramadan al-Kareem. And therefore, let us be very conscious of it and let us not waste even a single moment of it in doing anything which does not directly result in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in reward. Ramadan al-Kareem comes to remind us that the meaning of being Muslim is to submit ourselves to the hukum of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us very clearly, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kafatan wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Allah said, O you who believe, enter into Islam completely and fully and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Verily, he is for you an open enemy, manifest open enemy. My brothers and sisters, I remind you of myself, the ayat is addressing those who believe. It's not addressing the people. Allah is not saying, Ya ayyuhan nas udkhulu fi silmi kafa. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Which means that if we simply think that we say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, this is enough, it is not enough. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah must be manifested in our actions. It must become clear to us through our actions that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after we die and we are resurrected. And this is what Ramadan comes to teach us. So let us focus on this and remember that all goodness begins with istighfar and tawbah. And so make a lot of istighfar and make a lot of tawbah. And remove every munkar, every ma'asiyah, every sin, every disobedience of our lives. Remove it from our lives, right? Completely move this. Do not have any of this in our lives. Whatever Allah does not like, we do not do. It doesn't matter who else likes it. What is the culture? What is this? What is that? Makes no difference. For a Muslim, the culture is the culture of Islam. It is not the culture of Arabia or the culture of India or the culture of America or somewhere. It is the culture of Islam. And the culture of Islam is that we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, this is what Ramadan comes to teach us. This is what Ramadan comes to teach us and for us to, it is important therefore for us to learn this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, do not die except in a state of Islam. Do not die unless you have submitted yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That submission begins with Salah, it continues into Zakat, and therefore Ramadan is the time. We normally give our zakat in Ramadan. Of course, zakat can be given any time in the year. Ramadan, it need not be given only in Ramadan. But we give it to maximize the benefit from the extra reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives for all good works during this month. So alhamdulillah, there is nothing wrong in giving our zakat in Ramadan. So please give that and give more. Please understand that whatever you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return that to you in this life and will reward you in the next life. So therefore, consider all opportunities to give as opportunities. People talk about donor, they talk about when we are talking about giving donations to different organizations, people talk about donor fatigue. Only donors who don't understand Allah, only donors who don't know the Akhirah, only donors who have no belief in the Akhirah can get fatigued with giving. Why doesn't anybody talk about investor fatigue? You talk about donor fatigue. Because you do not see a donation as an investment. A donation is an investment. Right? Have you ever heard this word investor fatigue? No. We say never. Donor fatigue. Why? Because we see donating, we see charity as net cash outflow. This is a very wrong concept. Charity is not net cash outflow. Charity is saving with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Charity is investing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gives the minimum reward of 1:10, minimum. And then he gives 1:700, and then he gives without hisab. So make Ramadan the month of giving. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always extremely generous. In Ramadan, they said he was like the wind which brings rain. which brings blessing. Let us try to follow in the footsteps of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.